也很努力的往非犹太人的社区去传福音。
And so later on, they also work very hard to spread the gospel to the non-Jews.
所以这里十九节，保罗对这些非犹太人说，你们不再是外人和客旅。
And so here in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19, Paul has said to the non-Jews that they are no longer foreigners and aliens.
他们大家都是神家里的人。
But they are all fellow citizens within God's household.
所以耶稣所带来的这个和平啊，是人跟神的和平，还有人与人之间的和平。
So this peace that Jesus brought is meant for the peace between man and God, and also be among man himself.
那我们常常说，那人跟神之间那个隔开的墙啊，就是罪。
And we said that the barrier between man and God, this wall was sin.
那这个罪到底是指着什么呢？
So what was this sin referred to?
是指着我们的不对的行为吗？
Is that referred to our wrongdoings?
是的，我们不对的行为，这是一种这是一个错误，是一个罪。
Of course, our wrongdoings are our mistakes, and it is sin.
但是还有一个很重要的。
But there's another thing that's very important.
我们请看罗马书第三章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 3.
罗马书三章二十三节。
Romans chapter 3, verse 23.
二十三节，因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
所以这个罪啊，主要是指着亏欠了神的荣耀。
So this sin also referred to falling short of the glory of God.
这是我们欠神的。
This is something that we fall short of God.
那这个我们没有办法自己来偿还。
This is not something that we can repay out of our own effort.
所以需要借着主耶稣的宝血。
So we need to do that through the precious blood of Christ.
我们请再看罗马书第五章第一节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5, verse 1.
第五章第一节。我们既因信称义，就借着我们主耶稣基督与神相合。这里就说到说，借着主耶稣，我们跟神相合。
And so here it mentions that through our Lord Jesus Christ, we have peace with God.
那这一件事情啊，也叫做因信称义。
And this also called justified by faith.
那它的内容是什么
？And what is the content of this？
请看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
从第六节开始呢，保罗他又提到主耶稣的死。
From verse 6 onward, Paul mentioned the death of Christ.
他说这个就是神的爱的显明。
It says that this demonstrates God's love for us.
也可以说，其实就是这就是神最重要、最大的爱。
And this also refers to the greatest love of God.
所以无论如何啊，我们记得这一项，这个神最重要、最大的爱。
So, no matter what, we need to remember this most important and the greatest love of God.
我们常常会去计较着一些我们觉得跟我们生活、生命有关系的恩典。
And sometimes we care a lot about the things that are pertinent to our life.
其实有这个主耶稣的为我们死这一项的爱，这一项的恩典呢，其实就很够了。
But in fact, the grace that we receive from God, that the Lord died for us, it is already sufficient for us.
其他的都是额外的。
Everything else was extra.
所以我们应该是感谢领受，而不要去，计较，甚至要有点强求。
So we should receive this with the heart of thanksgiving, and we should not force ourselves and or to expect a lot more.
那这个因信称义的一个很重要的内容就在第九节。
And justification by faith, one of the very important contexts is in chapter 5, verse 9.
现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就要更要借着他免去神的愤怒，主耶稣的宝血。
And so we were justified by precious blood of Christ.
这就是为什么洗礼这么重要。
And this is why baptism is so important.
因为洗礼的里头有耶稣宝血的这个奥秘。
Because in baptism, there's a mystery of atonement of sin from the blood of Christ.
那我们这样借着耶稣的血被称义，我们才可以免去神的愤怒。
And because we justified by his blood, then we shall be saved from God's wrath.
我们就不用去面对着将来那一个公义的审判。
And we no longer need to face the judgment of righteousness in the future.
所以主耶稣为我们成就了这一个和平。
So the Lord Jesus Christ has fulfilled the peace.
我们今天就不用再去献这个所谓的平安祭。
So today we no longer need to make this peace offering.
但是这平安祭的这个记载里头有一些我们是可以比较深入的去思考一下，给我们今天生活上带来一些教训。
But there's things in the terms of making a peace offering that can serve as a good teaching for us today.
当他们献平安祭的时候里头包括了这个三件事情。
When they make peace offering, there are three things.
就是他们为什么献平安祭。
That the first one is why did they make peace offering?
一开始我有提到说得神的喜悦。
And in the beginning, I mentioned that it is to gain favor from God.
那到底这里头包含什么而能够得神的喜悦？
So what is it in peace offering that can make them gain favor from God?
第一个，这是在表达他们对神的感谢。
First, this peace offering is demonstrate that their heart of thanksgiving or gratitude towards God.
请看利未记第七章。
Turn to Leviticus chapter 7.
利未记第七章十一节。
Leviticus chapter 7, verse 11.
人献于主平安祭的条例乃是这样，十二节。
Verse 12.
他若为感谢献上，就要用调油的无酵饼和抹油的无酵饼，并用油调匀细面做的饼，以感谢祭一同献上。十五节。
Verse 15.
为感谢献平安祭牲的肉要在献的日子吃。一点不可留到早晨所以这个献平安祭里头包括它的一个含义就是向神的感谢。
And so the meaning within making this peace offering is an expression of thankfulness towards God.
我们在生活当中一定都会领受到神很具体的祝福跟恩典。
And in our life, we have received a very real blessings and grace from God.
所以保罗说，这个甚至有那个意外的平安来保守我们的心怀意念。
And we even receive this peace that transcends our understanding to guard our mind and our thoughts.
在生活当中，有很多的危险意外，神保守了我们。
And in our life, there's a lot of dangers awaits us, but yet God have keep us.
在过去有海上的危险，路上的危险。
In the past, we meet dangers on the road or even on the sea.
今天所谓的危险那更多了。
And today we face even more dangers.
所以在意外当中得神的保守这是值得来感谢神的。
And beyond our understanding, we have received the deliverance from God and the guardians from God, so we should thank God for that.
那这个很具体的恩典呢，包括着神的医治。
And so what our blessings that we receive from God include we being healed by Him.
病痛得神的这个看顾医治。
And for example, if we have illness, then we'll be healed by God.
无论是直接的、间接的这个都是应该来感谢神的。
And no matter whether our healing is directly or indirectly, we should always thank God for that.
还有神在我们生活当中也充满着祝福。
And also God have given us so many blessings in our life.
对有家庭的人在家庭里头对家庭的祝福。
And to those that have families, God have blessed your family.
在工作上很多时候我们得到神的祝福。
And when at our workplace, a lot of times we also receive a lot of blessings from God.
所以我们常常听到弟兄姐妹来见证他们在工作上所得到的这个神的带领跟祝福。
So we will hear a lot of testimonies from brothers and sisters about the blessings they receive from God at their workplace.
那自己做事业的弟兄姐妹，他们也常常有这个在事业上蒙神的祝福。
And to those brothers and sisters who have their own business, in their life experience, they also receive a lot of blessings.
那就属灵的层面来讲，也是有很多属灵的这个神的祝福。
If we are to look at this from the spiritual aspects, spiritually we also receive a lot of blessings.
有人领受圣灵。
Some people receive the Holy Spirit.
在忧伤当中，借着祷告得到安慰。
And some will receive comfort while they were in great sorrow and grief.
在忧愁、忧愁害怕当中，借着祷告，圣灵充满，得着力量。
In sorrow and in fear, when they prayed, they receive fullness of the Holy Spirit, therefore they also receive power and strength.
这个在旧约时代他们都是要献上这个平安祭。
In the time of the Old Testament, they have to offer this peace offering to receive all that.
所以今天我们在奉献的项目里头有一个叫做感恩间，感恩的奉献。
And so, one of the things we do today is to offer offerings.
Offering of thanksgiving.
Offerings of thanksgiving.
那当然我们今天也可以用这个做见证来感谢神。
And of course today we can also use giving testimonies to express our thankfulness.
或者说奉献我们的时间力量来参与圣工这个都是好像在献平安祭。
Or to offer our time and energy to do holy works. This is the same as making a peace offering.
这个平安祭还有第二个内涵。
And there's also a second meaning to this peace offering.
请看利未记第七章十六节。
Leviticus chapter 7 verse 16.
十六节，若所献的是为还愿或是甘心献的，必在献祭的日子吃，所剩下的第二天也可以吃。十七节。
17.
但所剩下的祭肉到第三天要用火焚烧。十八节。
18.
第三天若吃了平安祭的肉，这祭必不蒙悦纳，人所献的也不算为祭，反为可正贤的吃这祭肉的，就必担当他的罪孽。那在这里呢，其实是提到两件事情。
So there are two things mentioned here.
一个是为了还愿。
First is the result of a vow.
那第二个叫做甘心来献的。
And the second is called a free will offering.
在旧约的时代他们有这种喜宴喜宴的这一个这样的事情。
The time of the Old Testament, they make vows.
那喜宴就要还宴。
And so when they have a vow, they need to pay it, or repay it, or fulfill it.
所以如果有人喜了宴就用平安祭来还宴。
So if someone made a vow, they will need to make a peace offering.
那在圣经里头，这个哈拿他求这个孩子他就是用喜宴的。
In the Bible, Hannah made a vow, to ask God for a son.
我们请看撒母耳记上第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 1.
撒母耳记上第一章第十节。
First Samuel chapter 1 verse 10.
哈拿心里愁苦，就痛痛哭泣，祷告主。十一节。
11.
许愿说：万军之主啊，你若垂顾卑女的苦情，见念不忘卑女，是我一个儿子，我必使他终身归于主，不用剃头刀剃他的头。所以在这里哈拿他的祷告是许愿的祷告。
And so here Hannah's prayer, in Hannah's prayer, she made a vow.
他提到神如果赐给他儿子，他将要以后将要把这个儿子来献给神，来服侍神。
she mentioned to God that if God granted her a son, then this son will be offered to God as his servant.
啊，真的，她就得着了一个孩子。
And indeed, she had a son.
哦，所以她说这个儿子啊，是我从神那里求来的。
And so she said that this son I received from God.
那从二十一节到二十四节啊，就讲到啊，后来这个撒母耳他断奶之后啊，就哈拿就把他带到这个示罗去。
Verse 21 to 24, it mentioned when Samuel was weaned, Hannah took the boy with her to the temple.
哦，那当然他们也献祭。
And of course they made an offering.
在这里没有提到平安祭啊，那我们可以猜测里头包括着平安祭。
It didn't specifically mention peace offering, but we can deduct that they did the made peace offering.
因为这是值得感谢的事情，神赐给他一个儿子。
Because this is the thing they were thankful for, God had granted them a son.
因为这是他洗过宴的，所以他也来还宴。
She had made a vow, and now it is time for her to fulfill her vow.
那再来说是，这个平安祭有时候是所谓甘心来献上的。
And so peace offerings is also a free will offering.
哦，那这个就是我们可以说是一般性的感恩。
And so we can say this is a common thanksgiving.
哦，不是说我们有得到那种很具体、很特别的恩典，我们才感恩。
We did not thank God just because we practically receive a blessings from God, or it's a very special grace.
哦，其实我们每一天都是生活在神的恩典里头。
Because every day we live under the grace of God.
那刚才那个还愿的那一个祭啊，对我们今天来讲，我们怎么来看待呢？
And so how what do we make out of the offering, the peace offering that were made to fulfill a vow.
哦，今天我们不鼓励许愿。
Because today we do not encourage making a vow.
啊，那但是啊，今天在我们生活当中啊，神给我们许多的这个应许。
But today, God have given us a lot of promises.
哦，所以保罗说啊，神的应许无论有多少，在主耶稣基督里头，他都是是的，都是肯定的。
And so Paul said that no matter what promises God had made us, in the Lord Jesus Christ, those are all true.
所以我们也常常互相勉励说，你要抓住神的应许。
So we often encourage one another and say we should hold on to God's promises.
我们会换一个经节给我们的需要的同龄说，你看圣经这么写。
We will refer to a verse in the Bible and told our brethren that, see, this is what God said.
这是神的应许，要抓住神的应许。
This is God's promise, we should hold on to it.
常常弟兄姐妹就这样子被这个信心被鼓励了。
A lot of time, our brothers and sisters' faith was increased and was encouraged by this.
那真的很有信心的来相信，来抓住神的应许结果神的应许真的成全在我们的身上。
And with faith, he or she hold on to the promise of God, and indeed it was fulfilled.
所以在这种情形之下，我们也应该像他们那样子来献上这个平安祭。
So under these kind of circumstances, we should also make a peace offering just like them.
那这个甘心来奉献的我们常常存着这个感谢的心。
And towards a free will offering, we have to often have this heart of thanksgiving.
请看《生命记》第八章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
生命记第八章十八节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18.
十八节，你要纪念主你的神，因为得获财的力量是他给你的，为要坚定他向你列祖起誓所立的约，像今日一样。这里摩西要百姓们说你们要纪念你们的主，你们的神。
Here Moses told the people that they need to remember the Lord their God.
今天我们在这个生活当中纵然我们常常是过得非常的平凡，非常的平顺。
And today we might lead a very smooth and a very ordinary life.
其实这个就是神的恩典，这个就应该常常来 为了我们这个这么平凡的生活来感恩。
And in fact, this is a great blessing from God, and we should thank God for that.
一想到神的恩典，我们就想说我应该怎么来感谢神。
When we remember God's grace, we should also remember how we should thank God.
有一个弟兄啊，他跟在跟他跟他交谈当中啊，我很感动。
There's a brother whom I had a conversation with, and I was very deeply moved.
因为他说啊，他常常就在想说，我实在是很不配啊，神怎么这么爱我？我应该怎么来为教会做一些事情？
Because he often said that I feel really unworthy. I often think about what I should do to help the church.
那真的我看他真的他是很用心的在想怎么来为教会做一些事情。
And when I look at him, he really put a lot of efforts to work for the church.
那他所做的通常不太会引人注意。
And the things that he do were not gain a lot of attention from others.
但是因为他有那个心啊，所以我真的看他真的是在很多很多的时候在为教会着想，在为教会出力。
But he had the heart to work for the church and for God, and therefore, in a lot of things, he think for the benefit of the church, and he really worked hard for the church.
他真的是在献平安祭。
He indeed was making peace offering.
这是甘心来献上的。
And he did it out of his free will.
所以保罗啊，他也提醒我们说，不要白白领受神的恩典。
And so, Paul also told us we should not waste this grace that we receive from God.
请看哥林多后书第六章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
哥林多后书第六章第一节。
Second Corinthians chapter 6 verse 1.
第六节，我们与神同工的也欠你们不可徒受他的恩典。第二节。
Verse 2.
因为他说在夜那的时候我应允了你，在拯救的日子我搭救了你。看哪，现在正是夜那的时候，现在正是拯救的日子。第三节。
Verse 3.
我们凡事都不可叫人有谎爱，免得这职分被人毁谤。第一节保罗说到说不可徒受这个神的恩典。
Verse 1, Paul said we should not receive God's grace in vain.
那第三节啊，保罗说他凡事上啊，不叫人有谎害。
And verse 3, he said, do not put stumbling block is anyone's faith, is anyone's path.
如果我们常常是存着一个感谢神的心呢，我们就会常常会去考虑到别人。
And so if we have the heart of thanksgiving toward God, we will often think of others.
我过去也讲过这个职分，在这里所讲的这个职分啊，这个不但保罗有，是我们大家都有的。
And I have told to you that this status is not only belong to Paul, but we all also have received the status.
这个神给我们的一个很大的恩典，就是让我们做这个新约的执事。
And so the greatest grace from God is that so we can be all be ministers of the New Testament.
那这个保罗不敢辜负神的这一个这么大的恩典。
And so Paul were not did not fall short of this great grace of God.
我们再看哥林多后书五章十三节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 13.
十三节，我们若果癫狂是为神，若果谨守是为你们。前面。
If we are out of our mind, it is for the sake of God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you.
这个下半句话说，谨守是为了你们。
It says that they are in their right mind is because of them.
是为了周遭的人，为了弟兄姐妹。保罗是很谨慎的。
And so Paul was very sober in his judgment, and he has a right mind. It's for the brothers and sisters around him.
今天是一个很自我 为中心的一个时代。
And in today's society, we emphasize on individuality.
今天也是一个非常自私的时代。
And this is also a society that's very selfish.
那我们一个基督徒，我们应该是要不自私。是要有这个爱。
And as Christian, we need to have love, and we should not be selfish.
那这个不是生来就可以这样子。
And we did not naturally born with it.
一般来讲，自私才是天生的。
Because normally being selfish is our nature.
那所以啊，如果不是真的对神感谢啊，我们没有办法说不自私。
So unless we really have the heart of thankfulness towards God, it is very hard for us not to be selfish.
一个真的常常能够感谢神的人，他也才能够真正的去常常去考虑到别人。
And for one who is always has the heart of thanksgiving towards God, this person will often think of others.
好，请我们再看回利未记的第七章。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 7.
利未记第七章啊，十三节。
Leviticus chapter 7 verse 13.
哦，这也是一个比较特别的地方啊。十三节说，要用有效的饼。和为感谢献的平安祭以供物一同献上。
This is also a special place because it says the offering were to present with cake or bread made with yeast.
通常我们在献祭都讲不要有效。
Because normally when we are making offerings to God, we will make it without yeast.
那这里却提到是要用有效的饼。
But here it says the cake or bread need to be made with yeast.
所以这个有效的饼啊，就可以指的是我们。
And so this bread that made with yeast, we can say that this represents us.
我们是有过患的啊，我们是这个不完全的。
We are imperfect. We are full of transgressions.
所以要用这个火炼来这个让这个效啊不能够作用。
So we need to be refined by fire so that these yeast will have no more effect.
这就是彼得前书这个彼得在谈到弟兄姐妹受试炼的事情。
And so this is what Peter meant when he mentioned that to the brothers and sisters who were in trials in the book of 1 Peter.
我们的信心经过试炼，我们将来才能够跟主耶稣同享荣耀。
When our faith was put through trials, then in the future we shall receive glory with God.
那刚才我们有读到这个平安祭的一些肉啊，是洁净的人可以吃。
And we also read previously that this meat from peace offering could be eaten by those who are clean.
所以我们对我们今天来讲，当然就是这个啊。这个过着圣洁的生活。
And for us, this means that we need to lead a godly life.
因为我们的神是圣洁的神。
Because our God is holy.
我们请看一下彼得前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章十五节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 15.
那召你们的既是圣洁的，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，十六节。
16.
因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。那什么叫做圣洁
？So what does it mean to be holy？
就是我们所行的事情。
That is in we need to be holy in all we do。
还有十三节。
13.
所以你们要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望主耶稣基督的。第一句话说，你们要约束你们的心。
And it says that we need to prepare our minds and have self-control.
所以心跟行为是互相关联的。
So our mind and our actions are interrelated.
所以彼得说，先说约束你们的心，然后呢，你们才能够在一切所行的事上圣洁。
And so first Peter mentioned that we need to have self-controls in what we thought in our minds, and then what we do, we can be holy.
在我们延龄教会，我们大概一季会有一次的这个圣餐礼。
And in our Garden Grove Church, in a quarter, we will perform a Holy Communion.
所以我们真的是要谨慎，这个常提醒自己过着一个圣洁的生活。
So we need to be watchful and always lead a life of holiness.
用这样的态度来领受圣餐。
And with such attitude, we receive the Holy Communion.
最后我们请看哥罗西书第三章。
Finally, let us turn to Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
十五节。
Verse 15.
又要叫基督的平安在你们的心里作主。第一句话，请念。
Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts.
平安祭，我们做一个结论，就是让基督的平安在我们心中做主。
So the conclusion of peace offerings is to let the peace of Christ rule in our heart.
主耶稣在我们心中做王。
To let Lord Jesus Christ become king in our heart.
这样我们才能够来承受临到我们生活的一切。
Only then that we shall receive all the things that we receive in our life.
基督的平安在我们心中来做主，我们才能够在生活当中没有怨言，心里不会烦躁。
When we have the peace of Christ rule in our heart, then in our life we will no longer have complaint and worries.
因为主耶基督的平安在我心中做主。
Because the peace of Christ rule in our heart.
我能够超越我的不满。
And we can transcend beyond our discontentment.
我能够超越我的嫉妒、纷争。
We transcend over our envies and over dissensions.
我能够超越我的怨恨。
And we transcend beyond our hatred.
基督的平安在我们心中来做主。
When the peace of Christ rule in our heart,
我就不会失去不断仰望主耶稣 的心。
Then we shall never lose the heart who always long and desire after God.
我们的心里可以常常有满足的喜乐。
And in our heart, we will feel content and joyful.
我们能够去体贴别人，去关怀别人。
Then we shall be mindful of others and cares for them.
唱诗291首。
Let us sing hymn 291.